This episode of WTF Landia radio show is not brought to you by Google, but if you know what's good for you, go ahead and use the Google search and search up every bit of what we're speaking about on this episode. You can thank me later. Not bought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia War Zone edition. And I'm not playing. Sorry, that's a little bit annoying in the background there. Just closing my window so we can talk about what we just heard there. Oh my gosh. Well, folks. Right there, you have just heard, and I am just looking at, a wild video showing a barrage of rockets being launched towards central and southern Israel from the Gaza Strip in Palestine. There are red alerts, there are alarms going off, there are war sirens, and not only that, it's just actually happening right now in Israel. And I don't think that we've been talking about this in the good old US of A, but it's happening. Palestine, Islamic Jihad, they're preparing for the, you know, they're not preparing for it anymore. They're in full throttle war. And you ask, how did we get there? How did this happen? Well, let's just start from the beginning. Israel Defense Forces detected suspicious movements of Hezbollah terrorists on Israel's northern border with Lebanon. And this comes all as Gazian factions announce mobilization against Israel. This has been a boiling point, a heat up of sorts. And it's also just been happening. Palestine in Israel have been going at it for quite some time, daily. This has been a war, so many people in the Middle East are not shocked by this news. However, it's gotten worse. Israeli defense forces have done something that was kind of unthinkable. And we should talk about it, because there's lots of injuries, lots of things happening. And this is a retaliatory airstrike of sorts that is happening right now. But 4 kids have been killed by Gaza rockets, which is really, truly unfortunate. In the head of the IDF's military operations, Dick Torrit says Israel has killed the entire Palestinian Islamic Jihad military wing's top brass. So this comes after the Israeli Defense Forces killed Khalid Mansour, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's leader in southern Gaza earlier today, and that would have been on the Sunday, the 7th of August, 2022. It's actually happening, and there are barrages. I'm telling you, there are lots of rockets being launched towards central and southern Israel. It is just there's like so far, I think 580 just going one after the other. 580 rockets have been launched at the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, of which there were 200 intercepted by the Iron Dome, which has 97% success rate. So only 200 have been intercepted, and 120 landed short in Gaza. So that's what's happening. Kids are being killed. The Islamic Jihad has warned them and told people to go inside. There's bomb shelters that have been opened up there in Israel as well, in Jerusalem. There's also red alert sirens that are sounding in Jerusalem, in the Shemesh and surrounding areas, as a massive barrage of rockets are targeting that area as well. So there's an insane amount of explosions being heard over the mountains there in Jerusalem. And Tel Aviv as well. Rocket sirens are going off in Tel Aviv as the Iron Dome intercepts multiple missiles fired from Gaza as well. So let's hear it. If you've been joining us here on the Midnight Marauder Radio, hi guys, this is your host. Sorry, I just jumped right in there. If you have not been here with us at WTF Landia Radio, then you're probably wondering who this voice is. It's your girl, Char Michelle. Hi guys. I'm gonna have a sip. There we go. That's coffee with lime. Has anybody ever tried that? Don't you dare wrinkle your nose up at me. Okay, it's coffee black with fresh lime juice. Spikes up the taste buds and the spidey senses because that caffeine kicks in, and it doesn't taste bad. It's not bad. Okay, don't try it yourself. Okay, don't make it with milk. Okay, that's weird. Don't do that. Don't put cream or anything there. It'll curdle over. But that's just how I'm taking my coffee today. I'm doing a cleanse. I'm embarking upon a journey to just settle down and meet Jesus, is what I would love to do. So I am trying to make sure that I am doing what I need to do to keep alert, keep prayed up. Fasting is a thing I've been involving myself in. It's a great way to kind of analyze your inner self. Like, what do you got going on? Do you have self-control? Are you able to pray and focus on other things other than like fulfilling your fleshly desires? Like, I'd like to be having a coffee with cream and sugar, but I'm not. Or I'd like to be having a ice cream right now from Dolce. But I'm not, because I want to focus on listening and hearing the voice of God as we get through this war we have brewing up over the Holy Land. And this is the thing about this war. This war is very poignant in the sense that we have obviously a war going on in Ukraine with Russia, and we also have a war brewing up in Taiwan with China. So don't be alarmed when that one starts, when I start to report on 580 missiles, nuclear warheads and whatnot going off over there as well. Because it's just a matter of time that these things are happening, like in Matthew 24:7, and in the end shall come. But these things need to happen. These things must happen. As we read the Bible and see that the end is nearing now more than ever. So I'm just kind of just doing my part in looking at the news, reading it, regurgitating it, praying about it, and trying to get it to you guys so you know what you're looking at, so you're not caught off guard. And I just want to go back to understanding why this war in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, in fact, it's even more important. Is so important because in Matthew 24, it's talking right about it. In fact, it names it by name. And I want to start at, you know what? I want to start at Matthew 23, verse 35. And then we'll talk about what I think about it all, okay? It says, this is Matthew 23, verse 35, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Go with me here. This sounds very old school, but sometimes these things can be metaphorical or it could be prophetic, speaking about the future, right? But we're just using names because you imagine if the prophets back in the day was seeing airplanes back in Jesus's day, they wouldn't know how to interpret that, but they had to write down their visuals so they believe that they would be seeing things that they were aware of during that time, right? So maybe the missiles were like locust falling from the sky, or like fire and brimstone, right? That's what they would see, as opposed to bombs and nuclear warheads, right? So when you're reading the Bible, you have to take that into consideration as well. But it says, "Verily I say unto you," this is 23 verse 36, "Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and that stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye should not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Okay, then we're going to skip down to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 6. And it says, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All of these things are the beginning of sorrows." I want to stop there. These are the things that are happening right now, okay? And these are the beginning of sorrows because the famines, the plagues, the pestilence, the wars, the rumors of wars. I mean, we're talking about, there's rumors that Taiwan and China might get at it here. There was rumors that Israel and Iran are going to get at it, but the people that are the allies that are back in Iran are going to be shooting missiles over at Israel, and that's what we're looking at. And also, Putin just had a meeting with Iran and Turkey about this very fact. So don't be surprised if this turns into more of a nuclear frenzy in the next couple of days as well. Okay, right now we're looking at not nuclear war, because I don't think a lot of us really want to go that route, even the jihadists, even the extremists, even the terrorists. But some of them are willing to die in the name of their, mission. So don't be afraid that, don't be alarmed if they actually do start dropping nuclear warheads, which I do believe will happen pretty soon. And according to Epic, Jesus should be here in the next couple of days. See, my children are—I don't know. I didn't know that my dad studied politics, to be honest. I had no idea what he graduated in. He did. I just knew he worked in business, and he was a businessman, and he had an office over there off of Wilshire Boulevard, downtown LA. But I never knew what he did. But I somehow got involved myself in politics and have degrees in politics, political science. So I didn't know. I don't know that my kids necessarily know that everything that I do in regards to the science of politics and things like that. But they're also kind of inclined to watch the news, read the paper, look at YouTube shorts and TikToks about political things and stuff like that. So it's not shocking that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and genetics really do play a big part. But they are aware of, they're not alarmed, they're not shocked, because we talk about it. We say, hey, these things must come, and in the end, it shall come. But we're excited to meet Jesus so that we're not afraid at all. We're like, yo, it's gonna be crazy. Like the new heavens and the new earth are gonna be crazy good. And it's gonna be exciting. This earth probably seem very bleak compared to the colors and the streets of gold that we'll see in heaven. But right now, if you're not looking forward to a life with Jesus and him coming to rapture up the church and seeing it as not medieval and not Manichaean in storytelling, then you'll know that this is prophetic. It says it right here in the Bible. It's literally the words are jumping off the pages. And I know that I've been talking about, especially Matthew, because Matthew is just it's very telling. In fact, I have annotated the end times on Matthew tw chapter 24. That's just a feeling I got. It says it right there in times. So, whenever whoever gets my Bible when it's left here after the rapture, please do study it. I've written a lot of notes in it. It'll be a blueprint for a lot of people who might need to stick with the script and follow Jesus during this 7 years of tribulation, because it's going to be rough. Because once the salt of the earth is gone, everything will spoil, folks. And that's just the bottom line. You think you're seeing chaos now. Whew! Wait till Jesus comes and takes all the praying people off the planet. All the people who've been praying and speaking in tongues and trying to get y'all right, and trying to get themselves right. So, this is just my brain understanding things a little different. We're looking at a lot of things happening and shifting, and it's not just the locust, the pestilence, the plagues. We've got full throttle, what you call it, making a comeback, polio. Making a comeback in New York City. New York City gets hit rough. I feel like New York City's the end of the world. In a lot of ways. I know it's not, but it feels like it. It feels like the most devastating things happen in New York. I'm gonna pray for New York this week as I embark upon my mission to just really leave it on the line. I'm doing a lot of praying, so if you need prayer, holler at your girl Love Char Michelle on Instagram, or WTF Landia Radio on Instagram, and I'll say a prayer for you. I'm available to do that. But I just wanted to share with you guys what I'm looking at. And listen, also, Matthew 24, verses 22, we just so happen to be in the year of 2022, but it says, and expect those days should be shortened. There should be no flesh, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So for the elect's sake, and I keep saying the church, Jesus's people, the people who are not, I'm not just saying Christians and people who are going there and telling you, you're wrong. Martha, make my TV dinner before I beat you. He says, obey your wife. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about religiously speaking people who say, I'm a Christian. I'm not. Don't get it twisted. That is not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the people who have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, their own personal relationship. They're listening, they're following the instructions of what they feel. That sounds crazy to many people who don't believe, but what they feel that they need to do, what they feel they're called to do on this earth. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the church. Those are the people that God holds, really, Jesus holds really close to his heart, because you're listening, you're following the instructions, and it's faith-based. It's all faith-based. It sounds crazy if you don't have faith to listen to the voice of God. Why is Charlotte Michelle saying, listen to the voice of God, listen to Jesus? What? It doesn't make sense. She's hearing voices. No, no, no. I know it sounds crazy, but it's one of those things that when you're praying and you're fasting and you're believing, it's not going to make sense to other people. And that's okay, because many people eat mattresses and eating their toenails doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't mean I'm judging you. You just keep it to yourself. Some people do a lot of weird stuff. They eat their own earwax, and that's just not okay. But you know, do you do what you do good, or don't? May want to get that checked out. May want not want to do that, but I'm not gonna judge you about it, because I have other things to think about, like making it to the heavens upon the rapture. So back to sticking to the script. The days are short, and signs are. And this is, of course, always make sure that you fact check, Google, and do your other additional research. But the days are shorter now than more than ever. In fact, July 20th and 29th was the shortest day on record by a couple of milliseconds, but still, all the same, the shortest day on record ever in life. Okay? It is short, and this is not even supposed to be the shortest day of the summer. It's supposed to come towards the end. The days, they are zipping by fast. Why? Because of Matthew 24, 22. For the elect's sake. So that Jesus can come and take his elect, his people. But to get the word out to the others who may be having a struggle trying to believe in anything that they can't see and touch and smell and feel. It's hard to believe in God when you can't see God. It's hard to believe in Jesus when you like, yeah, he was a prophet, but he came and he was just talking about, I'm the Son of Man. And he thought he was so cool. And he was just, you know, narcissistic and believing and making people believe in him so they wouldn't perish. And so I'm going to curse that name and blah, blah, blah. No, don't do that. Just, if you've tried everything and it didn't work, try Jesus, okay? But try the different approach, the way of a person coming to die for your sins, and so that you have a way to live in the afterlife in a different magnitude than you would if you did not accept Jesus. That's what he came for. He didn't come to be like, follow me, I'm cool. And I'm like the shizh, and you know, don't you want to hang out with me? No, he Jesus spent a lot of time alone. I can very, very well identify with that aspect, because I spend personally a lot of time alone myself. I don't have a problem with it. Doesn't bother me at all. I, in fact, enjoy that for the most part. However, I do think that it's always best to do life with people who are like-minded. So there's that, right? It's difficult to do life with people that you don't necessarily agree with. You can respectfully be with people to an extent, but to kind of bend your beliefs and your morale, and I think that's the difficult part. I'd rather be praying and reading the Bible than to bend my beliefs and morale at this point. If you're like me and you're like, I don't think the same way Sandra. Ever since this pandemic happened and then I was able to be introverted to be in my house, I don't like my friend group. Well, that's fine. Be kind. Don't leave in an abrupt fashion, but leave all the same, because you need to stick with what makes sense to you. And if Jesus makes sense to you, and praying makes sense to you, and faith makes sense to you, please, by all means, have it. Because right now, my friends, this is just me, Charlotte Michelle, speaking. A girl who has a whole lot of faith and nothing to see for it. I don't see it. I see it, but I don't see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I see God working in so many aspects of my life. And maybe one day I'll leave my full testimony on this here at WTF Latinia Radio Podcast. But there's so many. I can tell you right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is real. Jesus is real. Without capping at all. Like, there's been so many things that have happened that only God can be responsible for. Only Jesus could be responsible for, right? So I know that. But, like, again, some people call that, like, faith in the ethers or in the universe or whatever. And that's just, if you want to make it a blanket statement, I'm not lukewarm. I'm going to call it what I believe. And that's Yeshua, Jesus, you know, or Yahweh, which is God, right? That's the old language, remember. So yeah, like the shortest day, the days are being short. This is, this Bible wasn't written yesterday. It was written thousands of years or hundreds of years ago or whatever. Thousands, hundreds, thousands, whatever, years ago. So it's definitely prophetic speaking because the days are definitely shorter. And also, let's go to Matthew 24 verses 27 through 31. How's that? For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth on even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man, who is Jesus Christ. Guys, that's Jesus Christ. He's coming. For whosoever that carcasses there will be eagles to be gathered together. And verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, this is going to be after 7 years of tribulation. Ooh, this one you guys are all going to see him. So you're not going to really see Jesus come in the cloud. They're going to call that then the alien invasion when Jesus comes and raptures up his elect. When you're hanging out with your friend, all of a sudden that's the one that was praying and telling you about Jesus, and she's gone, or he's gone, or this podcast is like, that's it. That was the last one ever made because Shar's gone. In the mighty name of Jesus, with mercy, I pray that that is my story, and I am salt of the earth. But so if when that happens, then you'd be like, wait, then they're gonna pull off the whole that was an alien invasion, and then this really cool Antichrist guy who's gonna act like he's Jesus is gonna come with all the answers and keeping people calm. Be aware of that guy. That's Antichrist. Does not have good intentions. Wants to carry you down to the pits of hell with Beelzebub, ultimately getting you guys marked up and swiping your wrist to pay for goods and services. But that's going to happen too during the 7 years of chaos and tribulations and wars and pestilence, and it's going to be nuts. But then after that time, Matthew 24, verse 29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see all. Okay, that right there, that part, all, that all part means all of y'all, everybody, every single person will see the Son of Man. Okay? It doesn't say some, it says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay? That right there is what's going to happen after the tribulations. Or that may even be pre-tribulations, in my opinion. But I think that's at the end of the 7 years is when everyone will see, because everyone's going to not be able to. You will all know that that's Jesus. You won't be able to deny it. That's the end, I believe. You won't be able to deny. You'll be like, that's the Jesus. That's the one that we didn't want to. Oh my gosh, why didn't we? So, hey, this is a lot of philosophical thought going into this podcast. We fall under the philosophy category of podcasting. Society and culture, political science, and I wouldn't call it religion, but relationship, spirituality. It could be any of these categories, but this is a lot of philosophical thought, but also very, very, very poignant, and right now urgency is that this type of stuff that I'm reading about is happening, and there's no denying that. And so, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. And also in these days here's also this. Let's go to 35 through 40. And this is Matthew 24 still. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's the word of Jesus, right? But of that day and the hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So not anybody's not no one's gonna know when Jesus is coming. Like no one, only God. Because you should know. If you know, then again, like I said in the previous episode to this one, then you'll be like, I'm gonna be perfect. I'm gonna be like, nah, Jesus needs the real people, the real one that's just suffering and not doing what they want to do. There's a guy that I really like, and I really, 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 really want to do things that I can't even talk about and mention, but I am got to wait and not, you know, but so you gotta be, hey, to sacrifice is not easy serving God. I'm telling you right now, it's not easy following after Jesus. It's too hard. I don't know how he did a perfect life, but he did. Because it is not easy. You have to really, really put yourself in check, chisek, under the worst circumstances. Because it's so easy to do things the easy route. It's harder to sacrifice and do things the way Jesus wants you to do it, and the way God wants you to do it, and the way God has intended your life to look, which is to sacrifice and to make and to pray and to believe and to have faith in something you can't even see or touch. That's not easy, folks. I'm not even playing. But here we go. So, verses 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of Son Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So that's it. It's gonna be like Noah. He's literally just saying it's gonna be like the days of Noah. When people, again, like I said, the podcast before this, he was building this ark in the dead of the heat when there was a 3-year drought. And they're like, "You're goofy. You're building an ark. There's no water. Why are you doing this? You're so silly, Noah. Noah, look at that freak Noah. He's tripping. Look at he's talking on the podcast. Look at that freak Shar. She's talking on the podcast about Jesus and hearing the voice of God and like dealing with the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh, so weird." Until that storm came. Also, just believe what you want to believe. Google, read, pray, but do you? I'm just sharing you with you what I know. Period. I'm not trying to act like I know more than anything. I'm just sharing because sharing is caring. And if I didn't share, that would be my fault, my bad. Because I'd rather look goofy than to not let you know how to get to heaven. Because I love y'all, for real. My listeners, the people that are coming back and back and back and listening to me jive on this podcast about the good Lord and talking about politics in this sometimes satirical and paedic way and trying to keep us all calm, I appreciate it. I appreciate that you lend me your ear and you actually respect it. Because when I talk to you guys in real life, you know how many times people go, "Oh my gosh, I do not know about that, but I read about it, and now I have a bigger understanding, and I believe more about that Bible than I actually knew before." And I'm not really a Bible reader. I'm not really a religious person. Yeah, neither am I. I'm a relationship person, and I love Jesus, and I love God, and I love the Holy Spirit. So that's just me, right? And I'm just sharing. It's like when you like somebody a lot, you talk about them to your friends. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm just doing that. So that, again, it's just all I have to say. And I'm going to wrap it up with verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. That's it. No cap. That's it. I'm closing the Bible. Bam. Matthew 24. Read it. Read the whole chapter. It's just telling you about what I believe is this hour. And this hour could be this year. It could be next 10 years. I don't know when that hour is. Like it said, no one knows but God, not even the angels. No one knows when Jesus is coming to rapture up the church. But if you are smart, you'd be like, "All right, let me just try this real quick. Jesus, come into my heart. I want to follow you. Period. No cap. Holy Spirit, whoever is sharp, I've been talking about you. That's just the voice of God. Lead me. Show me the direction. Talk to me. Let me know what's good." Say that. Say in your heart, believe it, and then that's it. I'm done. I don't have to do no more. You've already done that part. Then that way, at least you'll understand. Right now, if you say that prayer and then Jesus decided to come back, even if you are trying to figure it out, if that's true, you'll be gone. Because you believe. Because faith, Faith did it, because you actually believe. You're only gonna involve yourself in something that you believe in faithfully if you can't see it. So I urge you seriously. If you know me, you know I have a good heart. You know I'm chill. I'm pretty even tone. I'm not all over the place. I had my time when I did that, the party shower. I probably still wasn't all over the place, but I had my times when I was a little bit more hyphy than I am now, and I'm pretty much, even kiltered. And so I'm just trying to share with you what I think we should all know right now, and that it's kind of end timesy, and the only way to the sun through the only way to heaven, the only way to the Father, which is God, is through the Son, Jesus. Later. On the same evening that this podcast is recorded, it is now 11:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There's an update. The fighting in Israel and Palestine have ceased. Israelis and Palestinians agree that Egypt brokered a Gaza truce on Sunday evening, this Sunday evening, August 7th, 2022. Meanwhile, Palestinians will mourn their dead after Israeli raids killed at least 31 people in the besieged Gaza Strip in 3 days. Key points: at least 275 have been wounded, half of whom are women and children. Second, Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander was assassinated, as I mentioned before. Is an emergency workers will race against time to rescue people trapped underneath rubble, says Israel has achieved, and Lapid says Israel has achieved its goal in Gaza, so that there is no benefit in continuing the bombing. And just 5 minutes ago, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid has told southern municipal leaders that Israel has achieved its goal in 3 days in fighting in Gaza, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and that there was no benefit in continuing Operation Break Dawn, according to Hebrew media reports. Again, at least 31 people have been killed, many of which have been women and children, 275 wounded, half of them being women and children, since Israel began its bombardment on Gaza this past Friday. Israel and Palestinian armed factions have agreed to observe an Egypt-mediated truce in Gaza from Sunday evening, according to Reuters. The truce will come into effect at 8 p.m. on Sunday, 5 p.m. GMT, a Palestinian official told this agency. So there we have it. The war has since truced, since the podcast episode was recorded. Looks like there is peace in the Middle East, which is even more of a broader understanding that peace treaties are also a sign of the times. The end is near, my friends. The end is near. This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. Bye. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.